The question was asked, why do we not make a blessing of Hamotzi on pizza? Well, bread by definition is flour and water mixed together. You make bread. When you start adding flavorings, it could be tomato sauce, it could be sugar, it could be salt, it can be spices, or in the case of pizza, very often they add milk. They don't do flour and water, they do flour and milk, or flour, water, and milk, flour, water, and juice. But even if they were to use plain flour and water for the dough, but before they bake it, they put on it spices and they put on it tomato paste and tomato sauce. And then as they bake it, all those flavors go into the dough. So when you've baked it, what you end up with is dough that has flavor. Flavored dough is what we call in halacha pataba bekisnin. That's bread that's used as a snack. Flavored dough. So today we call it cake, we call it cookies, we call it pizza. But in Chazal's terminology, it was pataba bekisnin, which is they would have dough and they put in all kinds of spices, sugar, salt, and all kinds of spices into the dough, into this pocket. Kisnin, according to one opinion, is pockets. So they'd bake it with pockets inside with spices, and then when it was finished baking, it had all kinds of flavors to it. So that is not classical bread. That is somewhere in between. It's not exactly bread, and it isn't completely removed from the term bread. So we say like this, if you're going to have a meal over that, so then your usage of it makes it like bread. So then you make hamotzi and you make an after blessing, because at the end of the day, it is flour and water. And that's what we do in the United States. They sell you egg challah, right? The challahs that you buy in the United States are generally challahs that have a lot of sweeteners. They have sugar, they have sometimes corn syrup, they have a lot of added sweeteners to them. So how do we make hamotzi on Shabbos over such a challah? You know, in California, they sell chocolate chips challahs. Chocolate chip challahs. Okay, so that challah has a lot of flavor to it, right? But isn't that really cake? Now, they have a Dganit Ein Bar. That's a bakery here in Israel. They sell a very sweet challah called Hamyuchedet Shel Dganit, the Dganit specialty challah. Oh, it's a very sweet, delicious challah. How do we make our motzi over that? Because we're having our Shabbos meal over that. When you're having your Shabbos meal, when you're having a meal over that cake, so then that cake becomes our motzi. So if we have pizza and we're going to have a meal over pizza, that becomes our motzi. If we're not having the meal over pizza, so then being that the flavors were added before it was baked, so then it was never classified as bread. Before it got classified as bread, it absorbed flavors. So that's called pata babi kisnin. If on the other hand, you would have bread, and then you'd put tomato sauce on it, and you'd put cheese on it, and then you'd put it back in the oven and make yourself bread pizza, that's a hamotzi. The smallest amount you're going to eat from it is hamotzi. Why? Because that was bread. You added flavors after it became bread. So that's hamotzi. It doesn't lose its hamotzi status. You make yourself a grilled cheese sandwich. It's still hamotzi. It doesn't lose that status. Pizza, on the other hand, you have dough that even before the flour and water are mixed, they add in juice or milk. And even if they wouldn't do that, the key point is that before it's baked, or as it's baked, it has flavors that seep in. So when it finally bakes, it doesn't bake as bread. It bakes as dough that has many flavors to it. That's called pataba bekisnin. And that's why pizza does not get a hamotzi unless you're eating a meal over that pizza. That's going to be your dinner. That's going to be your lunch.